Welcome to the Usher Hall for tonight's Radio 3 in concert from Edinburgh's International Festival. Making their festival debut with conductor Riccardo Sciai is the Filarmonica della Scala from Milan. But this orchestra's links with Edinburgh go back much further, when the Orchestra of La Scala, under the great conductor Victor de Sabata, appeared here in 1950. They were the orchestra in residence that year, giving 9 concerts in 8 days, including 2 performances of Verdi's Requiem. Visiting orchestras get it much easier these days. This evening we'll hear works from Romania, Hungary and Russia. After the interval, Shostakovich's dramatic depiction of the events of 1917, his 12th symphony, a work that received its Western premiere here in 1962 with Shostakovich himself in the hall. In the first half, the Filarmonica is joined by Lithuanian violist Jurijn Rachlin to play Bartok's Viola Concerto, first heard here in 1950 with the man who commissioned it, the Scot William Primrose, as soloist. Well, as you can hear from the applause, the members of the orchestra, the Filarmonica della Scala, are making their way out onto the stage of the Usher Hall. Visiting orchestras always get a very warm reaction and response from the audience here in Edinburgh. But we begin now with a touch of Eastern exoticism, the Romanian Folk Rhapsody No. 2 by George Enescu. It's one of Enescu's most popular works. The lush opening melody near the start is an actual folk melody, but the others that follow are most likely his own, using modal scales and ornaments, giving them that authentic touch. A drone with a solo oboe that evokes a Romanian pastoral scene, perhaps, follows the heroic opening melody. And the other name of this rhapsody is a very descriptive one, on a dark rock, on a castle. There is a feel of sort of looking out over a very beautiful landscape at the start. Well, looking down from my very high vantage point, I can tell you that Riccardo Sciai has just made his way onto the podium to conduct the Filarmonica della Scala to start this evening's concert, UNESCO's Romanian Rhapsody in D No. 2.